average, hitting 225 home runs and driving in 700 runs, but I wasn't going to be satisfied with that. I felt that if I wanted to be as good as my ability would allow, I had to do a lot of work on my own. A lot of that was on my mental game. Most players don't understand what makes them good. For example, what makes you have a good day at the plate? It wasn't just that you hit some hanging curveball or that the pitcher made a mistake. It was because you were totally in control of what was happening. You saw the ball, your mind saw it, you had concentration, and everything worked just right. But tomorrow is different. And what makes it different is your concentration. If you don't hit well tomorrow, it probably will be because you fail to focus. Having great concentration and being in control of yourself are not things you decide to do one day. They're skills you have to develop over time. It's kind of like learning your ABCs as a child. You learn them through repetition. It's not going to come to you overnight. This book gets at the heart of what I feel is the most important part of the game. It can help you develop your ability to prepare yourself before you perform and concentrate while you perform. People always ask me about mechanics, where I put my hands, what I did with my wrists, and so on. But that's not it. I've never heard anyone talk about hitting the way the authors of this book talk.